It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
If you knew that you will be accountable for how you live your life today, would you do things differently? Our current focus is how biblical prophecies of the future can motivate us to live and serve faithfully in the present. If you are a follower of Jesus Christ, one of these future events will be the judgment seat of Christ. What is this judgment? Who will be judged? And what is at stake? First, what is this judgment? It is referred to as the judgment seat of Christ. In the Bible, judgment seat translates the Greek word bema, which occurs 12 times in the New Testament. It refers to a raised platform or dais where a judge or umpire addressed an assembly. In the Roman judicial sphere, the word bema is used for the judgment seat of Pilate in Matthew 27, verse 19, Herod in Acts 12, Galileo in Acts 18, and Festus in Acts 25. These officials heard and judged important matters from a bema. Leonard Sale Harrison also points out that a bema referred to the raised platform where the president or umpire in the Grecian Games bestowed rewards. So, we conclude that a judgment seat or bema is a place from which a person of authority dispenses judgment or rewards. Twice in the New Testament, bema is used in a theological context for a future judgment by Christ. These two references are Romans 14:10 and 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10. I recommend that you read the two texts within their larger contexts, perhaps Romans 14, the whole chapter, and 2 Corinthians 5, the whole chapter again. Here are the two texts. First, Romans 14, verses 10 to 12. Paul writes, "You then, why do you judge your brother? Or why do you look down on your brother? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat, God's bema. It is written, 'As surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me, every tongue will confess to God.' So then, each of us will give an account of himself or herself to God." And here is 2 Corinthians 5, verses 9 and 10. Paul again writes, "So we make it our goal to please him, whether we are at home in the body or away from it. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, the bema of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him or her for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad." You probably noticed that one text refers to God's judgment seat and the other to the judgment seat of Christ. This does not refer to two different judgment seats. Theologian Douglas Moo states that Paul, quote, "views God and Christ as so closely related that we can shift almost unconsciously from one to the other," end quote. So, who is judged at the bema? Although this will not be the only divine judgment in the future, it is of particular interest to the followers of Jesus. Reading the context of Romans 14:10 and 2 Corinthians 5, verse 9, we can make numerous observations about those who will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For instance, in 2 Corinthians 5, Paul uses the first personal pronoun, "we" and "us," referring to Christians. And then he continues, explaining things that can be only true of followers of Jesus. For example, they have a, quote, "building from God, an eternal house in heaven," 2 Corinthians 5, verse 1. "What is mortal may be swallowed up by life," verse 4. "We live by faith, not by sight," verse 7. "Away from the body and at home with the Lord," verse 8. "And we make it our goal to please him," verse 9. I agree with Dwight Pentecost, who writes that there can be little doubt that the bema of Christ is concerned only with believers of Jesus Christ. Let's ask, what's at stake? In Romans 14, verse 12, we read that as followers of Jesus Christ, each of us will give an account of himself or herself to God. And again, in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10, we find added that each one may receive what is due him or her for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. Now, the good or bad refers to Christ's assessment of what we have done with our lives as Christians. Here the Greek word for bad is phoulos, meaning worthless, rather than evil. So Christ examines each of our actions to determine whether to him it is well-pleasing or worthless. He also examines the motives behind our actions. The result of Christ's judgment of his people is not about their salvation or condemnation, for in Christ there is no condemnation, Romans 8, verse 1. One metaphor of the judgment seat of Christ is fire. Some materials survive fire, others are burned up. As Paul puts it in 1 Corinthians 3, the fire will test the quality of each one's work. If what he has built survives, he will receive his reward. If it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames. Your life's work as a follower of Jesus will be revealed for what it truly is under the scrutiny of our Lord Jesus Christ. The results are reward or loss of reward. Although we belong to him, some of us may be leaving the bema smelling of smoke. What are these rewards, and why should we want them? Well, that's a subject for our next podcast. In the meantime, here are two searching questions to ask yourself. Here's the first question. Ask yourself, am I a genuine Christian? I use the word genuine Christian because the word Christian alone has lost much of its meaning in our culture. Among other things, being a genuine Christian means you belong to and live for the Lord Jesus Christ. It means that you have passed from death to life, that you are fully forgiven and in fellowship with God as revealed by Jesus Christ, and that you are indwelt by the Holy Spirit. I've met people who think they're Christians, but their life does not manifest the necessary evidence. There is no fruit of God's presence in their life. In the final analysis, humanity separates itself into two categories. For example, in John 3, verse 36, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see him, for God's wrath remains on him or her. If you are in doubt about your relationship to our God who is revealed as Jesus Christ, contact this radio station or me for more direction and information on becoming a genuine Christian. If you are realistically assured of your relationship with God through Jesus Christ, here's the second question to ask yourself. Am I living my life for Christ in a way that is well-pleasing to him? You need to be honest and real in answering this one, because if you're not, the only person you'll be fooling is yourself. The judgment seat of Christ will reveal the answer to this in the future, so that you can live now faithfully in the present. Does this motivate you to make it your goal to please him in all things today?
You've been listening to John B. McDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. McDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.